This Shabbos, the Kriyas HaTorah, is a special Kriya. It's a double mitzvah. Normally you're laying Parshas HaShavua. And this week, in addition to being Parshas HaShavua, it's a Takanas Ezra that you have to lay in the Tochecha in Chukaisai before Shavuos, and to lay in the Tochecha in Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. Tosis points out in Amechas HaSvina, I think, in Bolabasra, that it doesn't mean the Shabbos immediately before, it means the penultimate Shabbos, before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. What's the idea? So he says, Ezra made the Takana, Tich L'Shana V'Kil L'Oseho, Toch L'Shana O'Bir Chayseho. Maybe it has, people write that down on Shana Tevekot. Maybe it has more of a meaning, that we should covet Kabbalah Sotar, we should mean the Kabbalah Bris, and the covet Rosh Hashanah, we should mean the Kabbalah Bris, because the expression used at the end of the Tochecha is Eile Divrei HaBris. Eile Divrei HaBris HaShetziv HaShem HaSmoshel Lichras Es Bnei Zal Be'eretz Malvar HaBris HaShakaras Itam B'Chorev. There was a Krisis Bris at Har Sinai, that's Har Chorev, and this was the second Krisis Bris at Arvas Moyov. There are interesting psukim here in the Tochecha. Before the Tochecha begins, you have first the bracha suklos. I say baruch atah boyer, baruch atah basode, baruch atah bevayecha, baruch atah betzisech. All of the brachas before you start all of the klolas. So the Gemara has a comment in the end of Bab Metzi explaining what he means: baruch atah bevayecha, baruch atah betzisech. When you come, when a baby is born, he's born without any sin. So when you leave the world, you should leave the world in the same pure, holy state as when you came into the world without any sin. It's a bracha that the person should be able to control himself, and he shouldn't sin. The Rashash on Bava Metzia, on that Gemara, the end of Bava Metzia, has a comment that the Hasidim didn't like, that the Mikan Ktsas Tira Labale HaGilgul, that those who believe in Gilgul means that sometimes a person is born into this world, his neshama is recycled. He already, his soul was once in a different body, and he died, and then his soul came back to be Misakin Samavera that he did the first time around. So the Rasha says, Harina Baruch Atah Bevayecha, Kishem Shebiyoscha Lona Beloche, Kach Itziyoscha Lona Beloche. Who says that Biyoscha was Beloche? Maybe he came, maybe he was a Gilgal of a Neshama who came in a previous lifetime. So he says that this Gemara seems to contradict the Bali HaGilgal. What's the story with Gilgal? Is that one of the Ikari HaAmuna? So this is Sefer Or Hashem by Rabbi Chizdoi Kreskis. He was the same generation as the Ran. He was supposed to be the Gadol HaDor. Rabbi Chizdoi Kreskis was supposed to be bigger than the Ran, I think. Once in a long while, the Shitim Kovetz is quotes from Rabbi Chizdoi Kreskis. But all we have from him is really is the Sefer on philosophy, on Jewish thought, Or Hashem. So he lists off what the Jewish religion believes in, what we don't believe in, and what things are not part of our religion. Let's say the distance between the earth and the sun. That's neither here nor there. It's not part of our religion, whatever the distance is. Whether the sun goes around the earth or the earth goes around the sun, that's not part of our religion. Maybe yeah, maybe no. It's not, nothing to do with the eclipse, whether there should be eclipse. What has it got to do with our religion? Yes or no? So he says about the Gilgal, maybe yeah, maybe no. It has nothing to do with our religion. It could be that it is a fact, could be it's not a fact. That's where the Hasidim are very upset. So they boycott the Rashash. That's like cutting off your nose in order to spite somebody else. You boycott the Rashash. You're not going to read the Rashash. Rashash was a very modern thinker. He always has the things that bother us. The Marshal lived so many centuries ago. He's bothered with other things that usually don't bother us. And the Rashash lived when the Drum Rashash was being printed in the late 1800s. He was a wealthy businessman. He was the president of the Vilna Kehillah, and he helped pay for the publication of the Vilna Shas. Usually it's not a smart thing to boycott the Rashash. the pasuk also says before you get to the klolos, the pasuk says v'halachta b'drocha, should go in the ways of Hashem. So the Rambam quotes that as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. The Gemara says, what does it mean v'halachta b'drocha? That mahu chanan afato chanan, mahu racham afato racham, and so on. We should imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the idea behind that? So the next pasuk explains, v'ro kalami ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimeko. So they quote in the Sefer Deris Elio, that's a likut of comments that are attributed to the Vilna Gaon. So they say that every person was created B'Tzalem Elokim. The Jews and the non-Jews, we assume, were created B'Tzalem Elokim. That's the Pasha Tem Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Chaviv Adam Shenivu B'Tzalem. Chaviv Nisar Shenikru Bonim Lamokim. All of mankind was created B'Tzalem Elokim. But Israel have even a deeper degree of Tzalem Elokim. That's called Bonim Lamokim. Like the children carry over the DNA of their parents. So the Bnei Yisrael have more Tzalem Elokim than Yumasam. That's the Pasha Pshat. Some of them are Farshim, some of the Rishonim learn Chaviv Adam Arishon was created by Tzalem Elokim. And that Tzalem Elokim only was transmitted Adam Sheis Enesh Kenim Halal. That's how the Kuzari writes. That Tzalem Elokim was only transmitted to one of the children. Then it was given to Avram, to Yitzhak, and Yankiv. And then Yankiv's children, Mitos Shlema, all of his children, all the Jewish people have it. We don't just transmit it to one of our children. Yankiv Avinu was Mitos Shlema. Mitos Shlema usually means that Avram Avinu had Yitzchok and he had Yishmael. So Yishmael was not Jewish. And Yitzchok had two twin sons, Yankiv and Esau. So one would have thought as one is Jewish, the other one has to be Jewish also. So we say no. As Esav son Esi, as Yaakov Ahavtav as Esav son Esi, that Esav perhaps didn't have a Kedushas Yisrael. Pashup Shat didn't have a Kedushas Yisrael. The Gemara says Esav was Yisrael Mumer. So that's problematic. Was he really a Yisrael Mumer? He wasn't a Yisrael at all. The Bechiras Yisrael only went to one of the children. And Yaakov was Mitosu Shlema. From the days of Yaakov Avinu on, all the children are Jewish. So the Kuzari learns that it's more than that. Not only Mitos Hashleim, all the children are Jewish. That this Inyan of Tzalem Elokim was only transmitted from Adam Arishon to one of his sons. Adam Sheis Enesh Kenim Halal, the way it goes in the beginning of Divrei HaYomim. And the Umasalim don't have Tzalem Elokim. But we usually don't understand the Mishnah like that. We usually understand, most of the Mefarshim learn, all of mankind has Tzalem Elokim, and Bnei Yisrael have a deeper degree of Tzalem Elokim that we call Banim Lamokim. So the pasuk says, "Vero kalami ha'aretz." If we will go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the purpose of Halachta V'Drachav is to preserve the Tzalem Elokim that was implanted within us when we were born. So when all the nations in the world will see that we have succeeded in preserving our Tzalem Elokim, Ro kalam heretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. Shem Hashem means the Tzalem Elokim, we have preserved it, we didn't ruin it. The Yoru Mimeko, they will learn from us how to act with Yerushalayim. They will learn how they too can preserve their Tzalem Elokim, because they were also created the Tzalem Elokim. And the mitzvah, the tzivoy, v'alachta b'drachav, was only given to Bnei Yisrael, but it could have just as well been given to the Yom HaSoil. They could have also been commanded. It wasn't given. We have a mitzvah of tzedakah, we have a lot of mitzvahs, but al machaver, that could have been given, that fit into the Umasalim, but they weren't given to them. So when the Umasalim will see, Bnei Yisrael is supposed to serve as an or lagoin, that's what the Rabbi Yeshaya says. So that's what the mashmoz of this pasuk is. V'alachta b'drachav, we should preserve our tel malakim by going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when all the nations of the world will see that we have succeeded in doing that, they'll realize they can do the same. The Yorim and Mekel, that will learn from us how to act with Yerushalayim. The quote from the Vilna Gaon, that he thought that was the Pshuto Shalom Mikra. Then you have in the Teucheche, you have the Klolos, a whole list of terrible Klolos, and it says all of these Klolos are Tachas HaShalavartas HaShamalkecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov Meirov Kol. So they quote in the name of Moshe Feinstein that many of the original Jews who came to America, who were Moshe Nefesh to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and so on, were not zecha that their children should also be observant. So he said that one of the reasons why was because they would often krechts and complain at home that how difficult it is to be Hashem Shabbos. If a person observes a mitzvah and he's always complaining how difficult it is, he doesn't do besimcha, so then the children feel, what am I alone about Tzarazos? What do I need it for? Why should I be observing if it's so difficult, if it's really shver tzayin? So I may as well lead the life of a non-Jew. The Jews have to do the mitzvahs besimcha, tachas ha-shalvata, besimcha v'tuv levov. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Lulav speaks about this. The concluding paragraph talks about how important it is to have simcha when a person is observing mitzvahs. You should feel that you're coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big schus that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us. We do mitzvahs on Noshim and Lamoda. We have to sleep on, we daven shacharis, we put on the tefillin. We should be a little more awake, and we should be happier when we're observing all of the mitzvahs. We're supposed to do the mitzvahs b'simcha. The Teichach says such terrible things, b'nevuah, such terrible things are going to happen. And then it says, even things, even sicknesses that are not mentioned in the Chumash will also befall the Jewish people. So different in Yiddish folklore, they used to say that there's a Maimah Chazal that says Zu Mises Tzadikim. So the Svarim write that that itself is a Makav Shel Akosa B'Torah. There is no such Maimah Chazal. Rabbi Levine, who was the Rav in Reishon, the Reisha Rav, we spoke about him yesterday, I think. So he has in one of his Svarim, he has a list, I think, in the Sefer Avnei Chayfetz. He wrote Shabbos Neshuvas, Avnei Chayfetz. Some of the Shuvas were written on the train when he was traveling to go to the parliament to speak. He was a member, he was the Aguda representative in the parliament. Aguda was a party, like Democrats and Republicans. So some of the Shuvas were written on the train. He had to fill in the Marmukhaimus later. It was a big going. So he has in one of his one of the essays in the Avnei Chayfetz, not all true, but some of them are essays. One of the essays, he gives you a list of Mamar Chazal that are non-existent. So this is one of them. He thinks that this one, Gam Kocholiv Hamach Shal Kosa B'Sefer Tarazeh, refers to Zemisa Zadik, and he said this itself is a Makar Shal Tzuvah B'Tar. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah literature. That's what he thinks. Pasuk speaks about. The stranger who will come in will be running Eretz Yisrael, and the Jews who were supposed to be running the government will be down in the dumps. They will not be running the show. So there's a famous comment that's attributed to different Chassidish rebbes, I think, that. I think the Megala Amukas, right, the Megala Amukas lived in Kroke, the same time as the Taz, Shach, the Bach, and the Bach and the Taz. They were all together. He's buried in the same cemetery with the Ramah, with the Bach and Kroke. So the Megala Amukas quotes that there's a passage in the Zohar on the Gilas Rus, that there are Shishim Riba Osias in the Sefer Torah. Problem is that it's nowhere near. It's not Shishimi Ba'osyas at all. So that's a whole literature. The Mefarshim on the Zohar discussed that. How can the Zohar make such a statement that there are 600,000 letters? There are not. They say maybe the letter Mem counts as two letters because you write a Chof and a Vav. Or maybe a Tzadik is a Nun and a Yud. Maybe there are letters that count as two letters. Maybe every time you have a Psucha or a Stuma, maybe that counts as if there were nine letters written there because you have to have enough space to write nine letters. They're trying to figure out what the Zohar means. What do you have? Shishim Biba Osios Lator. But whatever it is, what is the Zohar driving at? So the Megala Mukas quotes this passage from the Zohar. The Pnei Yeshua quotes this in Kiddushan and Daf Lamed when the Gemara talks about the Emtzo Osios Shebes Sefer Torah is the Vav of Gochain. So the Pnei Yeshua discusses, the Gemara had a Sofek. Is the Vav of Gochan the last letter of the first half, the first letter of the second half? So Pnei Yeshua raised the question, maybe it's the middle. Maybe who says that there's an odd number of letters? Maybe who says that there's an even number of letters? The Vav of Gochan is either the last letter of the first half or the first letter of the second half. Maybe there's an odd number of letters and the Vav of Gochan is in the middle. Why did the Gemara raise such a possibility? So he said, no, the Gemara knew like the Zohar that there was Shishim Ribo Osias Latur. He took it literally, Shishim Ribo. Shishim Ribo. maybe it's Taka Shishim Riba, that the way it says in the Torah, with change, the population of the Jewish people in Midbar would change is Chamesh Miyosel Chamishim. So it's also an even number of letters, not an odd number of letters. So then he quotes, I think, from the Megillat Knesset, I think quotes from the Lamukas, that the name Yisrael is a Rashi Tevis, Yesh Shishim Riba Osias Later. What is it supposed to represent? What's the idea? That every Jew has a shorish in the Torah. Every Jew has a shorish in the Torah. So the shaila is, but what about the gerim? The gerim don't have any shorish in the Torah. So one of the big Hasidish rebbes from years ago said, the gerim have the shorish in the tagim. The oisias, that's for the Jews, and the tagim, that's for the gerim. And that's why the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai and the Baruch Shalom was going to give him the Torah, So Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, I'm ready to take it. So Rabbi Shlom was busy putting in tagim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what do you need all the tagim for? It's good the way it is. What do you need all these chashkes for? So Rabbi Shlom said, there's going to be a person in the future. Rabbi Akiva's name is going to be, he's going to darshan all the tagim. So why did Rabbi Akiva darshan tagim? So they said, because Rabbi Akiva this chassidish Rebbe. I forgot already which one. One of the famous Rebbe said, because Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Gerin. So that's why the Yeshishim Ribos, Yes Latar, every Jew has a Shorish in the Torah, and the Gerim have their Shorish in the Tag. So that's what this Rebbe interpreted. The Gerim have their roots in the Tagim, on top of the letters. Mata, Terid, Mata, Mata, and the Jews have the Shorish in the letters themselves. That's Mata, Mata. That's obviously not Pshuto Shamikra, or maybe it is, but I assume that it's not Pshuto Shamikra. The Haftarah is a very famous Haftarah. It's one of the Sheb de Nechemta, seven special Haftarahs that we have in between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. And it concludes with the Pasuk, Be'ita Achishena, which the Gemara in Perek Chelek has long discussions about the coming of Mashiach. So the Gemara says that there's a Zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made up his mind in advance when he's going to bring Mashiach. That's Beita, and if it would be Zaycheh, so then it'll be Achishena. He may hasten the coming of Mashiach. I think Mori explains contradictions in Psukim and Novi regarding the coming of Mashiach with this idea that there are two Zmanim. There's Zman of Beita, and then if need be, or it may turn out that it was Zaycheh, so it'll be Achishena. It's possible that Mashiach will come, the Gula will come earlier. The parsha begins with the dinam of bikurim. Bikurim, mitzvah bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. One would have thought that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael because it's a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Rashi, the opening Rashi says that the mitzvah only applies, he quotes from Kiddush, Naf Lamed Vav, it only applied after Kiddush B'chilik, after the first 14 years, Shebesh HaKov, Shebesh Shebesh HaChilko. So the Poshim Shatid says, and it's what Levites. The problem is, but the Gemara in Bava Basra, on Daf Pei Aleph, learns it out from a Pasuk, Reshib Zikuri Ad Moschel Tovi Beis Hashem Alakecha, the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Reshib Zikuri Ad Moschel Prat Lechutz Lords. What do you need a Pasuk to invite Chutz Lords for? Isn't it obvious? It's a mitzvah Tliya Ba'oritz. So on that Daf, there's a Tosfos that Rabbi Menachem Zeman made famous. Rabbi Menachem Zeman was the crown of the Goyim in Poland before the war. He was killed by the Nazis. He was a Goyim HaGoyim. He wrote so much Torah, but almost everything was destroyed by the Nazis. Very little survived. and he was not a Rav, and he was not a Dayan. He was basically a businessman. His father-in-law supported him for years and years and years. Then when the father-in-law died, he had to take over the father-in-law's hardware shop. So he was a businessman a little bit. And he had a bunch of chaverim, Polish Goinim, who were businessmen, who were Goinim Adirim. They knew Shas Yerushalmi, Bavli, everything. They knew all the Ramams, all the Ragat Shabbat, they knew all the Yerushalmi, they knew everything. Goinim Adirim. So one of his chaverim, Yoskovich, was printing the Sifrei Zut with her Oris on the bottom. We mentioned it the other day, with the Oris on board the Sifrei. When we're talking about the Matzah's Mitzvah, so he's the one who quotes the whole Hezbollah. How can it be that you bake the Matzah's Leil HaSeder when there are Pesach, Aliyah, Peshat, and Leil HaSeder is not kosher Akrobas Korban Pesach. So he quotes that whole Yishuv on this Shitas Rashi. So this Yoskevich, this businessman, was putting out his Sefer Sifrei Zuta with his comments on both the Sifrei, his Marmikonis. So he asked Rav Menachem Zemer if he could give some Hilaris. So he wrote him a kuntres, a 100-page kuntres, that's called Oitzer HaSifrei, that there are several discrepancies between the Esa Kedushas, as it appears in the Mishnah in the first Perik in Kalim, and as it appears in the first passage in the Sifrei Zuta. The Mishnah lists off Esa Kedushas, saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha, it says, Eretzon B'Kedeshas, Mikol HaRotzes, Shemivim Imenu HaOymer Eshtei Alechem. Ayoraz HaMakof is Chaim have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz, so Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than the other Ayoraz HaMakof is Chaim, the Harabais has a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Yerushalayim. Then Harabais is Min HaTor, it's all one unit. Midirabana divided Harabais into three different units. Then you have the Esus Kohanim, then you have Esus Yisrael, then you have first 11 Amas, then you have Esus Kohanim, then you have Bein Ulam Elam Mizbeach, then you have the Ulam and the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the 10 different levels. So there are slight discrepancies between the text of Esa Kedushas as it appears in Perek Aleph and Kalim, as opposed to the way the same Mishnah appears in the Sifrei Zuta. So Menachem Zemer wrote a whole kuntres, 100 pages long, on these discrepancies. Today it's used very often. People lift a lot. They plagiarize a lot from Menachem Zemer's kuntres. So there are two. One of the discrepancies is when it says Eretz Mikodesh is Bekol Harotzah Shemivim Menah Ha'Emer Shtei Alechem. One of the discrepancies is whether it says Bikurim or not. Should it say Bikurim? So in the Mishnah it does say Bikurim, and the Vilna Gaon crosses it out. Shouldn't say Bikurim. And the Sifrei Zuta doesn't say Bikurim. What's the issue whether it should or should not say Bikurim? It's a fact that Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Vilna Gaon cross it out? Because the Sifrei Zuta does not. He didn't know from the Sifrei Zuta. Maybe he did though, I don't know. But why should you cross it out? So Menachem Zemba explains, Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over, not the name of Rav Menachem Zemba. I don't think he ever saw it there. He on his own, he said the same, that the Mishnah means to say, Esa Kedusha, saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha based on Mikdosh. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the most intense level of the Beit Mikdash. Then the Heichal is a slightly lower level. All the 10 levels, Esa Kedusha, are all levels in Kedusha HaMikdash. All of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedusha based on Mikdosh. Where do you see that this is true? So the mission doesn't say Eretz HaKadosh is Bekol HaRotzes, and you have to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisus and observe Shemitah V'yoyevah Leket Shik Chafei, etc. It's a Peret Ololos. There are a whole ton of mitzvot lizbar. The Mishnah didn't say that. That proves that there's such a thing as Kedushas HaAretz, but it doesn't prove that Eretz has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdosh. So what did the Mishnah quote? The Kedesh Mech Hashem Yivenim HaOymer Ashtei Alechem. The Oymer has to grow in the base HaMikdosh. The Ashtei Alechem. The Oymer is barley and the Shtei Alechem is wheat. So the barley and the wheat that you use for the Oymer, Shtei Alechem, these two menachas, has to grow in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean Beis HaMikdash? You don't plant anything on the floor. The answer is all of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, and it's considered as if it grew in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah doesn't say Eretz HaMikdash Mekol HaRotzes that Yechayv in Shumas HaMaisas Shemitah V'Yovel. That doesn't prove that there's a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. So the question is, does it belong in the Mishnah that it says Bikurim? So the Vilna Gaon crosses it out. Why? Bikurim is like Mitzvah Satlias Ba'aretz. So that doesn't belong in the Mishnah. That doesn't prove that it has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. And Rabbi Menachem Zemba explains, Rabbi Soloveitchik, you say also that this issue depends on those two opinions in the Tosfos and Bava Basra. And Daf Pei Aleph Tosfos was bothered with the Kashi. Why do you need our Drasha? Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, the Pasik in Parshas Mishpatim. Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis HaShem Alakecha, Ad Moscha, Prat L'chutz L'oritz. Why do you need a Pasik to be Mimait Chutz L'oritz? It's a Mitzvot L'yiboritz. So Tosfos gives one answer, Enachin Ami, I would have had a mistake and I haven't mean it to think that it should apply in Chutz L'oritz. And the other answer is, no, it's not at all a Mitzvot L'yiboritz. It's a mitzvah that applies in Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael, all of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. It has a few nafkaminas ledina. So this is fundamental shaila, whether Bikurim is from the mitzvah HaTlayis Ba'aretz or not at all. Bikurim is one of the three things that require Avo HaSmokim. the Gemara in Makkos, that the Gemara in Zvachim quotes from the Tanoim that Maaser Sheni and Neter Revai, Bchor Behema Tohor, Maaser Sheni and Neter Revai is counted like one, because the Gemara learns that Gzeirusha B'Kodesh Kodesh. We'll get to that on Daf Lamed Hei in Brachas, with Tosafot discusses that Gzeirusha B'Kodesh Kodesh, Lamed Hei and Aleph. So you need Maaser Sheni needs Havo Asmakim, and Bchor Behema Torah needs Havo Asmakim to bring it to Yerushalayim to be Makariv it. And Bikurim, what does it mean? Havo Asmakim, all carbonas you have to bring to Yerushalayim. There's a Chayvas Tipul, that's one of the mitzvahs, in the Taryag mitzvahs, there's a Chayvas Tipul to bring all the carbonas to the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean? Havo Asmakim. So there are people who print Torahs about Havo Asmakim, they don't explain what the term means. What is Havo Asmakim? Same with Chayvas Tipul. That the Balak Korban is Mukhiv to mean Betapel, to bring it to Yerushalayim. No, Havo Asmakim means more than that. Havo Asmakim means by bringing the Bikurim, the Maaser Sheni, Net the Revai, and the Bchor Behemah to Yerushalayim, you're Mashlim the Kedusha. Kolzman, you didn't yet bring it to Yerushalayim, you're Mafrish Maaser Sheni Chutz to Yerushalayim. God lives in Kiryat Shmona, wherever, and is Mafrish Maaser Sheni. So before he brings it to Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni is incomplete. When he brings it to Yerushalayim, the Havo Asmakim is Mashlem the Kedusha. The Gemara says in the third parak in Makkos, the whole theme of the third parak is Elohein Aloik, the following Averis get Malkus, whatever is Dumi the Lav the Chasim, whatever is similar to the Saxon Shah the Dishay. So there's a Lav in the Chumash. Asuch Alecha B'Sherecha Maisa D'Gonecha B'Sirochcha V'Yitzarecha. You're not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim. Whoever eats Maisa Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim is like it. It's a Lav like any other Lav. So the Gemara says, just a minute, not so fast. Only if he took the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, then he took it out. But if he's Mafish Maaser Sheni, he didn't bring it yet to Yerushalayim, then there's no lav, there's only an essay. Uvosu shama v'avesim shama. V'chalto sham lafnei Hashem, l'kecha maaser d'gon chavisi rosh chavitzarecha. It's a mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim. If he didn't bring it to Yerushalayim yet, then you're not like it, because it doesn't yet have the full Kedusha. So that's, Rav Menachem Zem explains that too. That's the concept of that Rav Soloveitchik used to explain it also. Other people talk about Havo Asmakim, the Hakat Shainik. They don't explain what do they mean by Havo Asmakim. What does the expression mean? So it means that that's Mashlim the Kedusha. And the Ramab explains, based on the Gemara, is that there's no din of Havo Asmakim from Chutzalorz. Let's say, Bechor Behema Tahira. Let's say there's a Jewish farmer. There used to be a lot of Jews. There used to be farmers in Europe. There are Jewish, religious Jews who are farmers in America also. Jewish farmer has a Bechor Behema Temeya. So he has to do Pinyin Petach Hamar. He has a Bechor Behema Torah. He has to wait till he gets a mum. Even if he wants to fly it in Teretz Yisrael, his mantra Beis HaMikdash, he wants to take his Bechor Behema Torah to the Beis HaMikdash to be Makrabit. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. There's no Habas Mokum from Chutzlart. Even though the din of Bechor Behema Torah is Noi Behem Boris Behem Chutzlart. It's knowing that it has Kedusha. And it's a Matan's Tun, you have to give it to the Kohanim. And you're not allowed to shecht it till it gets a mum. But it's not knowing when you get to this, that you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you makrev it as a korban, that not, because there's never any Havas Mokim from Chutzlorz. That's how the Gemara quotes that from the Tana Rebbe Shmuel. That's what the Rambam writes. There is a Machlokes, the Rambam, and Tosfos, the Gemara, the Mishnah in Kiddushin says any mitzvah tliy baretz only applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply to chutz laretz, with a few exceptions to the rule. So one of the exceptions to the rule is orla b'chutz laretz. If you plant a tree or a bush, so a lot of times nothing will grow the first 3 years. But if something does grow the first 3 years, so that's also b'chil b'ano. Orla is also b'chil b'ano. So the Mishnah says that even orla b'chutz laretz is also not, like, even on the Chumash it says in Parshas Kedoshim, Kisavoy al Ha'aretz and the Taitim Kolets Machel. The Chumash only speaks about Orla Be'eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says that Orla is like B'chutz Lord. The Gemara has a Machlokes. Is that Nederabaron or is that Halacha Moshe Messina? It's not Pshuto Shal Mikra. The Chumash only says Eretz Yisrael. Kisavoy al Ha'aretz and the Taitim Kolets Machel. So the Rambam paskins that it's Halacha Moshe Messina. Orla B'chutz Lord is Halacha Moshe Messina. So there's a big machlokes, Tosis in the Rama. What about Revai? What about the pears that grow in the fourth year? Does that also apply to Chutzlar? It's a Tosis in the first Dam Kiddushin, a base on the base. Tosis talks long arichas and Tosis later, Lamanayim and Aleph, in the first daf in Ketzim Avrochim. Tosis talks about, Tosis quotes from the Shiltas, from the Goinim, that the din of Orla applies to Chutz Lorets, and it includes also Netter Revai, the parents that grow the fourth year, you're not allowed to eat them in Chutz Lorets until you put them. And the Rambam disagrees, and he says it cannot be. Because, he says, Netter Revai is together with Maaser Sheni, Kodesh Kodesh, this is the Roshama, and you need Havas Makam, and you can never have Havas Makam from Chutz Lorets, so therefore all din of Revai doesn't apply in Chutz Lorets. So that's a problem. Why does whole din not apply? We just said Bechor Behemoth Tehoira is Noig B'chutz Lorets. A Jewish farmer has a firstborn calf and it's a male. It's a Zachar. So as a din of Kedusha is Bechor Behemoth Tehoira. You can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to be makrifit because it's no Havos Mokum from Chutz Lorets, but still yet it has to be a Matan Skuna. You have to give it to the Kohen and the Kohen has to wait till it gets a mum to be allowed to shecht it. So you see, if you say there's no Havas Makam, but everything else is Noi, so why does the Rambam assume that there's no din of Netter Revai at all in Chutz Lorets? Should have said, there is a din of Netter Revai, not allowed to eat it, Chutz Lirushalayim, but even if you bring it, it doesn't have Havas Makam. Even if you bring it to Yerushalayim, it won't be Mashlim the Kiddush. So that's a problem. Rab Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam talks a little bit about the Rambam. He doesn't really explain it fully. Anyway, so Bikurim is one of the things that, one of the few things that need Havas Makam. The Rambam and other Rishonim count as two distinct mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim, the two different mitzvahs. Havas Bikurim is the Pasuk and Parshas Mishpatim. Rishon Bikurim, Mascha Tobi Beis Hashem Alakecha. And Mikra Bikurim is, in this week's Sedra, Arami Avidoiva, Yerim Mitzrayim, the Mishnah and Bikurim starts off that sometimes a person is maybe Bienikor. Some people are Mukhiyav to bring Bikurim, but they don't all recite the Mikri Bikurim. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you say? V'atohinei Beis Yisraesh Yisprihu Adama Shenasat Ali Hashem. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim where the regeir is, the Mishnah doesn't have the whole story. Mishnah has half, and the Yerushalmi quotes a brisa that has the other half. Mishnah says that a ger is made of the enikori. A ger who has a field in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't own a farm in Eretz Yisrael and you buy fruits from the store, there's no din of bikurim. Bikurim only applies if you own a farm and it's grew on your farm. So the shaila is, even if a ger has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't get it, it's not a stay achusa, it's a stay mikne, he bought it. Can he say with a straight face, Hine vesis reishis be'adam ha-shenasat ali Hashem, it's not ha-shenasat ali. He bought the field. The other Jews who have a stay achusa, they got to be Rusha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu, went be Rusha to Yitzchak, to Yankiv, to the Shvatim, and then the people got it birusha. So the Mishnah says that a ger is made for the enikori, because he can't really say Hadom Shenasat Ali Hashem. And then Yerushalmi quotes the Tana Reb Yudah, and the Rebbe says disagreeing that a ger is made for the enikori. Why? Because when Avram Avinu's name was changed to Avraham, he became Avraham Goyim Nesatich. What does it mean? He's the father of all the nations of the world. What does that mean? So the Yerushalmi understands what it means is he's the father of all of the Gerim. He's the father, he's the founding father of the Jewish religion for all those who follow the Jewish religion. Not just the biological father of those who are I don't know if I'm a, maybe I'm a if I'll be a Kohen or a Levi, I would know that I'm from Shevi Levi. I'm not a Kohen, I'm not a Levi, maybe I'm really from Gerim. Maybe 20 centuries ago my ancestors were Gerim, I don't know. So the question is, Avram Avinu is the biological father of all those who are descended. But he's also the founding, like Abraham, like George Washington was one of the founding fathers of the United States. He's not a biological father of the Americans. He's a founding father of the country here. And he stands for liberty and so on. So Avraham Avinu was the founding father of the Jewish religion. And the Gerim can also refer to him as Shenishbata Labaseinu Los Islanum. Hadom Shenasat Ali Hashem. In Vidi Maisei Sei Kashen Ishbata La Vaseinu Eretz Avos Cholo Edvashu. The Rambam Paskins Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, quotes that Machlokes HaTanaim. It's not in the Bavli, it's not in the Mishnayos, it's in the Yerushalmi. So Tosfos has 2 days, whether we should paskin like the Tana Rav Yehuda or not. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda in the Yerushalmi, that the Ger is maybe the Korei, because Avraham Avinu was Avraham Angoyim, and when a Ger lights Chanukah candles, he says, Shosin Nisim Labaseinu. The Mishnah says, a Ger cannot say Shosin Nisim Labaseinu, it says Shosin Nisim Labos Yisrael. When a Ger Davin Shemane Esri, he can't say Elakeinu Elakei Vaseinu Elakei Avraham Elakei Yisrael, he can't say Elakeinu Elakei Avos Yisrael. So the Rambam Paskin is against the Mishnah. The Rambam Paskin like the Tanur Adudah, that's quoted in Yerushalmi. Tosfos has 2 days about it, on that daf and Bava Basra Pe'alav. But the Shulchan Aruch has adapted the Rambam's position. How is that enough? Avraham Avinu's name was changed. Avraham Angoyim. What about Yitzchak? What about Yankov? How did they become all of a sudden? Their name has never changed to something else that should imply that they are the founding fathers of the Jewish nation. Then Tziv works on that. Tziv works on that issue. He quotes sources in Tanakh that not only Avraham Avinu is the founding father, Yitzchak and Yaakov are also founding fathers of the Jewish people, and the Ger can say Lakeinu v'Lakei Avoseinu in the beginning of the Shemana Esrei. So the Rambam and the other Moni HaMitzvah count these as two distinct mitzvahs: one mitzvah Avos Bikurim, one mitzvah is Mikri Bikurim. The Ramban has Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs LaHaRambam. Rambam lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam counts as a mitzvah, one mitzvah Talmud Torah, and he counts one mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema twice a day. He spoke about it. If one would have said Kriya Shema Zlav Deraisa, Pshach B'Hokamecha, goes on, then there would only be one mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but because we paskin, the Rambam paskin, not like Tosfos, Rambam paskin is that Kriya Shema is Deraisa, so he counts two distinct mitzvahs, one mitzvah Talmud Torah, Bayom Balayla. Another mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema, that means to be Mekabala Malchus Shamayim b'yom ha'balayla. It's not just the Midi Rabbana, they said the Talmud Torah should be that parsha. It's Minat Torah, different mitzvah. So the Rambam only counts as one mitzvah Talmud Torah. Other Rishonim count two mitzvahs, Lilmod Lalameh, one mitzvah to learn, one mitzvah to lameh. And the Nitziv has a discussion that for some of the Moni HaMitzvah, some of the Rishonim count it as four mitzvahs. Lilmod Lalameh Lishma V'Lasos. What is that Lilmod Lalameh? We understand to learn and to teach others. What Lishma V'Lasos? Lishma means to observe all the mitzvahs. Lishma V'Lasos, to observe all the mitzvahs. So that's a different mitzvah. To like tefillin, to say Kiddush, to listen to Tekiyah Shem Rosh Hashanah. Why is that counted? So the Nitziv works hard to explain it. He thinks that maybe Lilma means to learn, Lalama means to teach others, Lishma means to chazer. Because the Psukim say Shomrem in Mishle, it says, Shomrem vivit necho, you should preserve the Torah in your belly. When you learn Torah, you should do something to preserve it. Make sure you don't forget it. To what you're supposed to do is to chazer, to review. Whatever you don't review, you're going to forget. So he thinks that maybe those who counted as four different mitzvahs, Lilma, Lalama, Lishma, Lishma doesn't mean to observe the mitzvahs, but to preserve the Torah within yourself. Make sure you don't forget it, the chazan. What's la'asos? What does la'asos mean? So he says that in yeshivas in Europe, when a bacher would say a shtikol Torah, a chiddush, so they would refer to it in Yiddish as tzemachen Torah, to make Torah. So he says maybe that's what the chumash means. La'asos means tzemachen Torah, to be mechadish. There's a mitzvah to be mechadish. Some people have a pen and a pad, and when they learn the Gemara the first time, they're already writing their sefer. That's a little silly. You're not supposed to learn in order to be mechadish. If min hashamayim a chiddush occurs to you, it's fine, but you're not supposed to learn in order to be mechadish. You're mechadish shelo lishma. That's not proper at all. But la'asos means he should learn well, so in case a chiddush comes up, so you'll be open to chidushim. It's a chiddush to say that lechadish is a mitzvah. I think the Bnei Yisoschar, a Pirsh Melech Dinava, was a chassidish rebbe, one of the big rebbes. He thinks also there's a mitzvah to be mechadish Torah, but he thinks that that's part of the mitzvah of Pir Verivya. Just like people, men are mechuyev to have children, to produce children, so men are mechuyev to learn Torah in such a way to be mechadish. Okay. Whatever. So the Rambam, counts only as one mitzvah. Limud HaTorah, fine. The other Rishonim count two. Lilmud Olamim. Some count four. Lilmud Olam Lishmor V'Lasa. So the Ramban has a hasok on the Rambam. There is a Gemara later in Brochas. I think a Daf Chaf Aleph. But the Gemara learns that from Psukim that one is required to recite Birchas HaTorah in connection with the learning Torah. All the other Brochas we assume are only the Rabbanon. Birchas HaTorah is their Raisa. So Ramban thinks, number one, that this is not just an Asmachta. He thinks that it's a real Drosha Gemara. Sometimes you can't tell. Sometimes the Gemara has a comment on a pasuk and they only intended it as an Asmachta with the Rabbanon. But a lot of times, most of the time, when the Gemara learns something out from a pasuk, they really meant it, that it's a real Din Deraisa. So Ramban thinks that this is not an Asmachta. And he thinks that this deserves to be counted as an independent mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvah. It's not part of the same mitzvah, Talmud Torah, you shall learn Torah with a Birchas HaMitzvah. And he gives us a mashal, just like Avos Bikurim and Mikur Bikurim are two different mitzvahs. You don't say that Avos Bikurim Bishlei Musa requires Mikur Bikurim. No, one mitzvah Avos Bikurim, one mitzvah Mikur Bikurim. So he says, so too, Liman HaTorah and Birchas HaTorah should be counted as two different mitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He gives another mashal. He says, just like Achilas Matz and Sipitzias Mitzrayim are also counted as two different mitzvahs. That's interesting. There would have been half a minute that it should be counted as one mitzvah. Lechemoni, Lechesham, Olam Olam, Dvar Marbei. So one would have thought that you should count it as one mitzvah. So we don't. We count it as two different mitzvahs, Sipitzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Matz. So he thinks the same should be true regarding the Bikur. It's not so clear whether the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban in principle and he holds that Birchas HaTorah is only an asmachta mid the Rabbanon. No, he also agrees, but he thinks it's a detail within the mitzvah. Talmud Torah, you should learn Torah and recite the Birchas HaTorah. Shagasari has a tshuva where he writes, he thinks the din is like the Ramban, that Birchas HaTorah is their Isa, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, the Halacha L'Maisa from the Shagasari, that if a person woke up in the morning and he doesn't remember for sure whether he said Birchas HaTorah or not, so he says, Safik deraisa lechumra. We should pass in Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, and Safik deraisa is lechumra. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't mean you have to say all the three. Lasik derisar b'harvna Hashem Elokeinu, Shanos HaShabacha. What do you say? HaShabacha Merkav Nosam Lanas Teirosai. You have to say all three are deraisa? No, some machlekes with the three or two brachas. How many brachas are there? So Mistam in HaTorah, all you have to say is one bracha. So if you're Mesupik, whether you said Birchas HaTorah in the morning or not, fellow woke up and he's half groggy and he's saying some of the brachas, doesn't remember what he said, what he didn't say. So Mistam, you should only say over one of the Birchas HaTorah. The rest is already suffered brachas lahakel. So which one should he say? So that's what they say. The bracha HaShabacha Menachom Nasal Anas Tairasai is the Mubchar, is the Me'ula Shebe brachas. That's the best from the three.
Why is it not like benching that Rebbe mentioned the other day?
That's a good question. Maybe just like by benching, the Rambam, the Poskim said that you have to say the whole benching. Yeah, that's a good question. You got to work on that. Rashi points out that the mitzvah, he quotes from the Mishnah, mitzvah Bikurim only applies. It doesn't apply to all the Paris. So which Paris does it apply to? So the Mishnayos say that it applies to the Shivas Haminim, Eretz Chita, Sarah, Gevin, and Teva, Verima. That's the halachic significance of the Shivas Haminim. The Bikurim only applies to the Shivas Haminim. What are the Shivas Haminim? Chita is Sa'ora. Chita is wheat and Sa'ora is barley. We know with respect to matzah, with respect to hamotzi, with respect to chiyuv hafroshes challah, it's not only wheat and barley, there are chameshes minei dogon. All of the five grains that if you mix them with water, you'll have a chemical reaction that we will call chimutz as opposed to sirchon. When you mix other things with water, it'll be a different chemical reaction. When you mix potato starch with water, it's a different chemical reaction. We don't call it chimutz. But these five grains have something in common. So when you have the mitzvah over here that the Bikurim applies to the Shivas Haminim, the Shivas Haminim includes Chita Sora. What about the other three Minim? Also including Chita Besora. So that's Magen Avraham has a Machlokes Achreinim about that. The Machlokes Achreinim is how to read the Tosfos in Pesachim. Tosfos says something about it, but it's unclear how to read the Tosfos. If you look in the Tosfos Shans, Psachim and Nadav. That's the original said of Tosfos HaKam. Tosfos and Brachos, the original said is the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Siliyam, that they call Rabbi Yehuda Chosin. So whenever it's unclear what Tosfos says, you should look in the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chosin, and then Psachim, whenever it's unclear, you look in the Tosfos from the Rashmi Shatz. There it says Beferish that all the Chameshas Minim are included. But the way it's printed on the page, when the Goy printed the Talmud Bavli, who Gutenberg, whoever printed the Talmud Bavli, so you had somebody decide how to squeeze the Tosfos in on the page. So sometimes they had to abridge a Tosfos. Sometimes they left out a crucial word or a crucial line. So the way it's printed, it's unclear. So the Magen Avraham has the machlokes. But the way it says in the original set of the Tosfos Shatz says beferish that all the chameshes mini dogan are included in Chito Asorah. You have to have hanocha, the inachtoi, lefnei Hashem elokecha. You have to have hanocha. You have to take the deck and put it on the floor in the azara when you bring the bikurim. Then it says, v'hishtachaviso, lefnei Hashem elokecha, hishtachavoya is part of the mitzvah of havoas bikurim. So the commentary called Aderes Eliyahu from the Vilna Gaon, these are all written by Talmidim. It wasn't written by the Gra, but they quote in his name. This pasuk v'hishtachavi iso lefnei Hashem elokecha is not a mitzvah. It's not a prat within the. It's not a local din. It's not a prat within the mitzvah of havoas bikurim. It's a din kol hanichnosim lo azara. Anyone who enters the azara has to be mishtachavi before he leaves. So when we study Mishnah, it's tamid. So it says they divided the avodah every day among many different kohanim. The kohanim are divided into 24 mishmaros and the bayisheni. And every mishmar was divided into six batayobas. Sunday there was one beisav, Monday another beisav, and Shabbos most of the people went home. So all the batayobas would serve together on Shabbos. Everyone would be makor kaponis together on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says the way they would divide the avodah, so one kind would do the shechita, one kind would do the kabbalah, one kind would do the halacha, one kind would do this haktar, that haktar, the other haktar. They divided everything up so everybody had a chance to be makor kabbalah. So every single time, it's repeated many, many times in the Mishnayis Tomid, it says he did the avodah, hishtachav abiyotza, he was mishtachav and then he left. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as having said that it's learned out from this pasuk. The Tanoim understood that it's not really a prat within the mitzvah of Bikurim. It's a din kol hanichnosim la'azara, have to be mishtachav before they leave. The question is, Havoidas Yom Kippurim. We have the Seder Havoidah printed in the Machzor, so you have Nusach Ashkenaz, you have Nusach Svard. So here in the Yeshiva they say Nusach Ashkenaz. So Nusach Ashkenaz has step by step everything. It doesn't say that he did hishtachav. That's one of the differences. Nusach Svard does say. It says hishtachav abiyotza. The Kohen Gadol is there the whole day. He's doing everything. He's doing 5 units of avodah. So Nusach Svard says he does do hishtachav. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say. So Rav Soloveitchik wrote a whole Dvar Torah to explain when he was a student in Berlin and his father was already in New York and he used to correspond with his father. So this is one of the Dvar Torah that he wrote to explain according to the Nusach Ashkenaz of the Seder avodah. If you should assume that's not a mistake, if you should assume that there really was no hishtachva, why not? So the gist of what he said was that to say to Havoida on Yom Kippur is not just you have to do Havoida A first, then Havoida B, then Havoida C. Walking from A to B and walking from B to C, walking one step to the other, every step of the way literally, every step is a part of the say to Havoida. That's why the Gemara's Perek and Chulin discusses when the Kohen Gadol goes out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Heichal to do the Zrikas in front of the Parechas and to do the Matonis and the Mizbach HaZohav, the Mishnah describes that he walked out backwards. So the Gemara says, how is a Yotze? It says, V'yotza El Abayis, how is that Yotza? He's going backwards. So you see, they're walking backwards, it's also called Yotza. How do you prove anything? So the Gemara seems to be assuming that every step of the way, literally every step, is a chelik of the Seder HaVodah. And if walking backwards is not called a knisa lehechal, then it wouldn't be yotze. It's not just that avodas have to be in this order. Walking from the first avodah to the second, walking from the second to the third, every step of the way is part of the avodah. So since every step of the way this part of the Avodah in Parshas Achrei Moseh doesn't say a word about Hishtachvoah, he's going to do Hishtachvoah, that's going to be Mishanef and the Seder Avodah. That's Bikitsa, what Rav Soloveitchik suggests. It's a suggestion, okay. Every step of the way that he has a lot of rights for, but to say this word, that he's going to do Hishtachvoah, so that's Mishanef and the Seder Avodah, that's very questionable. Anyway, but that's one of the problems. What's the other difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad? The other difference is, when was the Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim brought? Seder Avodah Yom Kippur was done in five units. First he wears Big Day Zov, then he wears Big Day Lovin, then Day Zov, Big Day Lovin, Big Day Zov. So there's a, so every step of the way is taken care of by the Mishnah, except for Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim. Never says Beferish, which unit of Avodah did he bring the Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim? So that's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, whether the Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim was done in the Big Day Zohav, was it done in the third unit of Avodah or in the fifth unit of Avodah? So the Nusach Ashkenaz follows Rashi and the Nusach Sfarad follows the Rambam. At least they're consistent. Nusach Sfarad follows the Rambam, Nusach Ashkenaz follows Rashi. Abshalom and the Vilna in the back of the Vilna Shas thinks that they're both not correct. He says, so why doesn't it say in the Mishnah? If Rashi's right, why didn't it say like Rashi in the fifth Avodah? The Rambam is right, why didn't it say that he did it in the third Avodah? So he says, no. The Mishnah says in Psochim that every day the Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim was brought between 2:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon. So if he's a young, energetic Kohen Gadol and he's running, it says Rutz, it says he's running from one step to the other, so he's going to be in the unit of the fifth Avodah by the time the clock is going to say 2:30, so then he's going to do the Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim in the middle of the fifth unit of Avodah. If he's an old man and he can't run so quickly, so the clock is going to strike 2:30 when he's holding in the middle of the third unit of Avodah. So then he'll bring the Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim in the third unit. He says that's why the Mishnah doesn't say when it was done. If it wasn't done in the morning, you can't bring the Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim before Chatzos, for half an hour after Chatzos. But was it done in the third unit or the fifth unit? So he thinks that they're both right and they're both not right. You think the Rambam Rashi, they did it at 2:30, whenever happens to be 2:30. He's young and energetic, so he'll finish all the Avodah before 2:30. So 2:30 will be in the fifth unit. And if he's an older person, it'll take longer. He'll do it in the third unit. Anyway, so the parsha begins with the dinam of Bikurim. Then you have the dinam of Vidui Maiser. Vidui Maiser is the Shemitah cycle is a 7-year cycle. The seventh year, everything is hefka, so there's no chiyuv to be mafrish trumas amayim. Not that everything is hefka, there's a mitzvah and a farmer to be mafkarit. That's right. Rabbi Yosef Kara holds like that. That was one of the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Mabit. They were together on the Bezdin in Tzfat. Rabbi Yosef Kara was of the opinion, Hashvis Tishmeteno Unetashto, that's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, I think. So Hashvis Tishmeteno Tashto is a mitzvah on the part of the farmer, he should be mafke the peris. Kolzman is not mafke the peris, they don't become hefke automatically. And the Mabit, who was on the Bezdin with Rabbi Yosef Kara, he didn't think so. He thought Tishmetan Tash means you have to observe the din of the Torah that it already is Hefka. We accepted opinions like Rabbi Yosef Kara that it's a mitzvah that the farmer should be mafkarit. So when the farmer's mafka, everything that grows in Shashmita is not mechuyev to mafish any trumas and maisus. But in the other 6 years, he mafish trumas and maisus. So there are two units, the first 3 years and the next 3 years. The first 2 years, Mafish Trumadon, Maisavish, Maisusheni. The third year, Mafish, instead of Maisusheni, Mafish, Maisarani. Then the next 3 years, 4, 5, 6, is a repeat of 1, 2, 3, the same thing. So after you Mafish everything in the third year, the Torah gives you 6 months till Pesach of the fourth year to do the Bira, to give away all the Truma, and all of the Maisavish, and all of Maisusheni, and all of Maisarani, to give everything away. After the second unit of 3 years is finished, so the Torah gives you 6 months till Erev Pesach of the seventh year. So that's the Shnas HaBiur is Erev Pesach of the fourth year and Erev Pesach of the seventh year. When the farmer is supposed to restart the Yarti, he's supposed to give everything away. And if he did it properly, he's supposed to have the Yarti HaKodesh Men HaBayis Gam the Sativ LaLeva LaGel LiAsmano LoAvarti MiMitzvasech VeLo Shochachti. At the period of the Baishen, and the Mishnah says they did away, they abolished the Vidui Maiser because they didn't really observe the Dinim properly. Because Ezra penalized the Levim there's a chleikus hatanoim in Atayra. Whom do you give? Who do you give tshuma to? To Kohen. Who do you give maserishin to? To give it to the Levim. So b'chafta al b'kamis nikru kohanim Levim. The 24 places in Tanakh that the kohanim are referred to as b'nei Levi, kohanim b'nei Levi. But on the other hand, Tosis points out in the end of Pcharis that kohanim do not have kedushas Levi. Kohen has kedushas Kuna. He doesn't have kedushas Levi. So how come they call kohanim b'nei Levi? So Pasha Pshat means they belong to Shevet Levi, but they don't have kedushas Levi. So the question is, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to give maserishin to a Levi, means one who's from Shevet Levi, even if he's a Kohen. But he's saying that one who has Kedushas Levi, so a Kohen doesn't have Kedushas Levi. So that was a Machlekes Hatanaim, Rabbi Akiva, in the second parak in Ksuvas, Machlekes Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Is it Mutam min HaTorah, are you yotze the mitzvah of maserishin if you give it to a Kohen or not? So the Gemara says, Ezra made a penalty because when he was trying to schlep people to come back, they had an opportunity to move back to Eretz Yisrael, so hardly anybody wanted to come back. The whole purpose of moving back was to bring karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. Bring karbonos, you have to have kohanim and levim. So the kohanim, he had a few, and the levim, there weren't enough. So the psukim say in Ezra, he had to stop on the way. He asked how many of du'a levim, a couple of people raised their hands, he told everybody to wait. He had to go back to Bavel and schlep more levim. They wouldn't be able to run a Beis HaMikdash with so few levim. So Ezra was upset, so he penalized the Levim, and what with respect to getting the Maaserishin, what was the penalty? So the Gemara seems to say that it depends on this issue. If Min HaTorah, you can't give Maaserishin to a Kohen, only to a Levi, that's how the Ramah passed. Min HaTorah, you can't give it to a Kohen. So the penalty of Ezra was, you can either give it to a Kohen or to a Levi. And if Min HaTorah, you can give either to a Kohen or to a Levi, then the penalty of Ezra was that you only give it to a Kohen, you don't give it to a Levi. But there was a penalty. So Bizman Bayesheni, they no longer observe the mitzvah the way it was supposed to be observed. So you can't say, La'avatim imetzech v'lo shalchachti. So the Mishnah said that they abolished the Vidui Maisa, because you can't really say that. Where do you recite this Vidui Maisa? Amarta lefnei Hashem alakecho. V'yarti ha-kodesh min ha-baisa. It's interesting, one would have thought the Mishnais would say where. So Machlek is the Ramam and the Raivid. Whether the Fnei Hashem Alakach means in the Azorah, all the farmers have to enter the Azorah to recite this statement, B'yarte HaKadosh Ben Abayis, on Erev Pesach of the 40th year, on Erev Pesach of the 70th year. They're going to go to bring Korban Pesach anyway. So we expect everyone, millions of Jews came every year to participate in Korban Pesach. So they have to walk into the Azorah? No, you can be in Honolulu. You can be wherever you want. There's a Beis HaMikdash. He's supposed to be there to participate in Korban Pesach. But let's say the guy is Tomei or Derech Rechaika, Tak in Honolulu. He'll come Pesach Sheni. He'll come. So can he recite the Yarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis when he's in Honolulu? So that's a machleika. Is the Ramam and the Raivit. Lefnei Hashem Lekecha means in the presence of the Lord. In New York also, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. Lefnei Hashem Lekecha means in the Azorah. It should have been discussed by the Tanoi. We should have some sources from the Zman Bayesheni. When did they recite? Where were their farmers when they recited the Vidui Maisa? The Gemara laid in Brachas has a famous comment. Rashi Gan Chumash quotes it. So that's a pella. What do you mean? Birchas HaMitzvah is the Raisa. We usually assume Birchas HaMitzvah is only the Rabban. Birchas HaTorah, we follow the Ramban. The Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. But the Birchas HaMitzvah is only the Rabban. So what does it mean? Lo avarti mi mitzvasech v'lo shachachti. Lo shachachti mi levarechecha melahaske shimcha malchuscha olof. Isn't that strange? So the Mishkanos Yankov has a sefer on Brachas called Kohelos Yankov. There's a lot is on Brachas. As a half of it is Chubas and half of it is on other parts in Seder Moed, but a big chunk of the Sefer is on Maseches Brachos, almost Daf al Daf. So he has a suggestion. Maybe it says when Eliezer Eved Avram went to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak, so it says that they finally met Rivka and he decided that's the girl for Yitzchak. So it says when Rivka was leaving to go meet her husband and to marry him, it says by Brachos Rivka. that the family gave her a bracha. Achaseinu atayili al pei rabava. So Vayivarcha es Rivka, Taisa Sing Silvas quotes the Medrash, Vayivarcha es Rivka, they said Birchas Erusin. That even though Yitzchak wasn't there, Yitzchak wasn't Mekadosh in person, but Eliezer was a Shliach of Yitzchak, so if a Shliach is Mekadosh and Isha, so you also say the Birchas Erusin. Taisa shows the Medrash that you say Birchas Erusin, if he Mekadosh like the Shliach. Then there was a meaning in the days of the Bali Atosfos that wasn't so uncommon. The Bali Atosfos, there were hardly any Jews there. There were so many epidemics and so many people were dying at a young age. So there wasn't such a big Jewish population. The Crusaders killed all the Jews that were in their way, but there were hardly, the communities just barely had a minyan. It wasn't like the Nazis that they killed millions and millions and millions of Jews. They killed 6 million Jews that they kept a record of. They kept books. They killed more than 6 million Jews, twice as much. They killed many more Jews than that. But in the days of the Crusaders, they killed all the Jews, but there were hardly any people. Every community barely had a minion there. So so it wasn't uncommon in the days of the Bali Atos that a person would send a shliach to a different community to be Mekadosh and Isha on his behalf. So many of the Bali Atos had a practice when the shlich would be Mekadosh the Isha, he would say Birchas Erusin then. By Brochas Rivka, Mikan, that you recite Birchas Erusin even when the shlich is Mekadosh. And then, when the Kala would come back to her chosin, they would make Nisuin. So the meaning would be that the chosin would be Mekadosh again a second time, and he would say Birchas Erusin a second time. So that's a problem. That should be a Brochal Matolah. So some of the Bali Atosfos defend that practice that they had to say Birchas Erusin again. They say Mitzvah Bo Yosem Ebishlucha. Mitzvah Bo Yosem Ebishlucha means the first time you should be Mekadosh yourself. So they held Mitzvah Bo Midrabbanan. There's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh again a second time. The first Kiddushin was Chal. So they understood Mitzvah, or misunderstood, whatever. There was a group of Bali Atosfos had such an understanding. Mitzvah Bo Yosem Ebishlucha. The mitzvah to be Mekadosh a second time. And since there's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, so they would say Birchas Erusin a second time also. So the Mishkan Es Yankov says maybe brachas in connection with the Inyan Kedusha were always an old practice. By Brachas Rivka, they said Birchas Erusin, Lo Shachachti Milav Arechecha, because Erusin has to do with Kedusha. And here, the Mafrish, the Maaseh Sheni, has Kedusha. And then it says in Sefer Shmuel, that when Shaul lost the Asonos, he was looking for the Asonos. So someone told him he should ask the Navi where the Asonos is. So he said, where do I find the Navi? They said, the Navi is going to be over there. Hu Yivarech Es HaZevach. They're going to bring Karbonis, he's going to say the Bracha. What Bracha did they say? This is before the days of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So you see, Yivarech Es HaZevach. They used to say a Bracha. What Bracha? Shehakol. So the Mishkan Es Yankov thinks it doesn't mean Shehakol, the Birchas HaNen. It means the Birchas HaMitzvah. Shekedushanim himself, so it's Yivano, Alachilos HaZevach, because HaZevach has Kedusha. So that's his suggestion. Maybe Brachas HaNinyoni Kedusha were an old practice that existed Bizman Matan Torah in the days of Eliezer by Baruchu Es Rivka. And over here, Lo Shachachti Milav Arechecha. The Malbim has a whole different suggestion. The Malbim has, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's in his commentary at the end of Chumash VeYikra, the very end of Bechukosai. He has a different suggestion. You have, and the Yerushalmi in Maseches Chala has a lot of times when the Balabasta is Mahrish Chala, so she says Chala is basically Truma. The Mishnah has that there were four things that Imam Mishay Mechot, Bikurim, Truma, Chala, and Maisa Mera Maisa, all have the same din. If I'm not a Kohen and I eat a Kazayis of Bikurim, or I eat a Kazayis of Truma, I get Malkus. What if I eat, let's say, half a Kazayis of Chazer, and half a Kazayis of Basa B'cholam? So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. We pass, and there's no Malkus. There's only Malkus if you eat a Kazayis of the one Yisr. One Tana holds you get Kol Shehu L'Malkus, the Mishnah Malkus. Reb Shimon holds Kol Shehu L'Malkus. You don't have to eat a Kazayis at all. We don't pass them like Reb Shimon. You have to eat a Kazayis. One, the Reb Meir is of the opinion, Yisur Mitzar from Zeh Mzeh. If you eat a half a Kazayis of Basel B'cholam, half a Kazayis of Noisar, so you get Malkus. We don't pass them like that. You have to eat Dafka, full Kazayis of one Yisr. But if you have two Isurim that is Shem Echod, Shirem Shavim, Mishmasem Shavim, I'm not a Kohen, I'll eat a quarter of a Kazais of Truma, a quarter of a Kazais of Bikurim, a quarter of a Kazais of Chala, and a quarter of a Kazais of Maisa and Amaisa. It's all Shem Echod, it's all Truma. So then the Mishnah says in Matachas Me'ila that you like it, because all four are Shem Echod. So the Malbim in the end of Chumash Vayikra quotes from the Rishalmi that practice used to be when a woman would be mafish challah. Challah is really a Yiddishism. It's a Mishnayis. It's called Maseches Challah. But strictly speaking, the Dira Gro points out on Yeridah, the word challah in Chumash means the raw dough. And what we call challah, what you take off, that's called truma. Rishis Arisa Sech Machallah, Torim Truma Lashem. What you take off is really truma. So they used to say in the days of the Tanakh, they say, "Harei ze truma l'Hashem al hakol." That was the lashon that they said when a person would be mafish challah. So they're saying, "Harei ze challah l'Hashem." That slang, it's slang. The whole Mishnah challah uses that slang. The Tanoim use that slang. It's a Yiddishism before Yiddish existed, but it's a slang expression. "Harei ze challah l'Hashem." But the Tanoim say, "Harei ze truma l'Hashem al hakol." Why do they mention? We don't say truma l'Hashem al hakol. We say "Harei ze challah." If you want to be learning, say Harei ze truma. We don't say Harei ze truma l'Hashem. So the Malbim has this suggestion that you have to, there's a din d'oraisa, not that you have to recite a bracha. Brachas were only instituted later by the Rabbanan, by the Atshek Nesagdola. They composed all the brachas. In the Torah you have to mention Shem Hashem lo shachachtim ala haske shimcha umalchusra. You have to mention Shem Hashem in connection with the Hafrashas truma. So before the Anshen Knesset HaGdolah instituted the Brichas HaMitzvah, Shekhar Hashem Tatsono, Allah Froshas Truma, so they would say, Harei ze Truma L'Hashem Alako, they would mention Shem Hashem in the Kriya Shem, and they would mention Shem Hashem in the Bikurim also. After the Chachamim introduced the Brichas HaMitzvah, then there's no longer any need to say, Harei ze Truma L'Hashem Alako. That's why today the women say a bracha, so they don't have to bother to say, Harei ze Truma L'Hashem, they mention Shem Hashem in the bracha already. Interesting idea. That's quite a chiddush. That there was a din d'oraisa. You have to mention Shem Hashem in connection with Hafrashas Truma. No, it's not in the form of a bracha. Harei ze truma l'Hashem al hakol. The Gemara in Soito on Daf Lamed, the second half of Soito is like brachas. It's easy. The first half of Soito is like kochim about Seder HaSoito, Hashkoas HaSoito, and the Perek Elan Amarim. Says which mitzvahs of Amira have to be fulfilled in the original Hebrew and which mitzvahs of Amira can be fulfilled in translation. Like Kriya Shema is a machlokes HaTanaim, but it can be yotzei in translation. Shmoneh Esrei you can say in translation. The person gets an aliyah, he can say the brachas in translation if he doesn't know Hebrew. Except for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Melech on Hakel, there the brachas HaTorah have to be recited dafke in original Hebrew. Not original Hebrew, it's not in Tanakh. Originally, by the way, so the Mishnah lists off all the different things. So then the Gemara discusses a little bit. Mikra Bikurim and Vida Maisa. Mikra Bikurim has to be in the original Hebrew. So the Gemara draws a contrast between Mikra Bikurim says V'aniso V'amarto, that has a connotation of the Kol Rom, and Vida Maisa V'amarto L'Avshenei Hashem Alakecho B'arti HaKadosh Ben Abayis, that's Belachash. Why is this Balachash? Why is the other one the Kolram? So the Gemara says, because here, the farmer, by the Vida Maisa, the farmer is bragging. The Arti HaKadosh Ben Abayis, I gave everything away. He's bragging, says, I did everything properly. So that's not right to brag out loud. So you should really say this softly. Then the next, you say it softly. The next pasuk that you can already say that's why there's a minig. Many Bali Kriya have the minig that when they lay in Parshas Kisavas and when they get to Hashkifa they say it out loud, because the farmer who would recite Vidui Maisa would say the first few psukim softly because he's breaking. He says I did all the mitzvahs properly, and that the Gemara says you should say Balachash, but Hashkifa Miyon Kotshecha, that's a tefillah that you're not breaking, so that you say the Kol Rom. As opposed to Ari Avid Avi, he's saying Genuso. He's saying, I'm a descendant for Laban HaRami, who was a faker, and he wanted to call Yaakov Avinu, and we suffered by the Mitzrayim, and the Rebbeinu Shlom took care of us. So that you can say, you're not bringing anything. So that you can say the whole thing, Bekol Rom. You should say Genuso, Bekol Rom. And when he's praising himself that he did all the mitzvahs properly, that he should say balachash. That's where the Gemara draws the contrast between the two. The chal to be oidim imenu means I did need my sushen in a state of aninus. And the Gemara learns that, how do you know that no one is allowed to eat karbonis in the state of aninus? So Aaron HaKoyin darshan this kal v'chaymer. Aaron HaKoyin made the kal v'chaymer for my sushen. Moshe Rabbeinu is upset. Madu Allah chalta mesachatos v'mekom hakodesh. Why didn't they eat it? So Aaron said a kal v'chaymer. Aaron said a drasha v'kal v'chaymer. So Moshe Rabbeinu was masking with him. It's correct. That's why the quote from the Vilna Gaon, that he quotes that passage in the Zohar. I'm not familiar with any of the Zohars. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the rabbinic literature, Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes represents Torah Shabbat, as opposed to Aaron HaKohen represents Torah Shabbat Peh. Because Aaron HaKohen made the Kavachimah there. If Le'achalta B'yonim Imenu, if you're not allowed to eat in the state of Aninus, Maisa Sheni HaKal, certainly you're not allowed to eat Kochim in the state of Aninus. Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's good, maskin. He's masking. If Moshe Rabbeinu says something, you're not allowed to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. But Aaron HaKohen was working it out with him. He said, maybe you should dash on Kavachimah. He was masking. Okay, masking is masking. If he wouldn't be masking, then you can't be Cholak on Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah is referred to as Torah's Moshe Zichah, Torah's Moshe Abdi. Torah's Moshe, so you can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. But to Dingzach and to Eskim, maybe you can say like this. That's what Aaron HaKohen did. Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim. Then you have the Hayro Ashur, when they cross over the Yarden. They should put up 12 stones. And they wrote the whole Torah by Hate, Rashi said, quotes the Gemara in Sota, B'shivim Loshen, that all the Yumas Olam should be able to see. You're not allowed to teach Torah Shabbat Peh to a Nochri, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to teach Torah Shabbat Peh to a Nochri, but Torah Shabbat Peh apparently is Mutter. That's what a lot of poskim assume like that, because here they were commanded they should write the whole Torah by Hate. They should let the Ummah Salam see what our religion is all about, in case they want to convert. No mitzvah to go convert them, the Kumbi say, but they should know what Judaism is all about. Then they had the Brothers of Clothes of Hagriz Mahareva, that was once in the history of the world. This was really a Hayro Ashur. Some Rishonim counted in the Minyan HaMitzvah. I think Rav Sadigo counted in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Brothers of Clothes of Hagriz Mahareva, it's a Pella. The Rambam, the Rav Sadigon is not mechuyev to follow things in the Rambam, but we know he does follow this. The Rambam has the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He gives you the 14 klolim, the 14 shoroshim, the guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah is included in the minyan HaMitzvahs or not. So the Rambam says that you only count mitzvahs that are noig l'doros, something that's only harosha, you don't count. So why does the Rav Amram, why does the Rav Sadigon count over here the mitzvah of Brochus of Klaus Hagriz Ma'arev? It was once in the history of the world, it's never repeated again. So the commentary that there are three fat volumes. Rav Sadigon wrote a poem that he probably recited on Shavuos, but they rattled off all of the Taryag mitzvahs. So there was a businessman in Europe who took the poem and he broke it down to its component parts and he figured out a whole system how Rav Sadigon made the cheshbon of the Taryag mitzvahs. It's three fat volumes, like Bava Basra's. And came up with a whole new Sefer HaMitzvahs on this little poem. So he suggested maybe Rav Sadigon counted Brachas of Law, Hagriz Ma'arev, Elis HaMitzvah means the din of Orvitz, Kol Yisrael HaRev Mizeh B'zeh, only began from that point on. That's how the Gemara says. Anistaros Al Shem Elokeinu Anigvos Lon V'neinu Ad Oilom. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lom Al Nokud, how come there are 11 Nekudos of Lon Al V'neinu Ad Oilom? Because the Kol Yisrael HaRev Mizeh B'zeh didn't begin till later. It wasn't yet Noyig. It only began after Mishavri Sol Sayyard, means after they accepted the Orvus and Hagrizim and Harevim. So the Brachas HaKlolos was once in the history of the world, but the result of the Brachas HaKlolos, the effect that we were Omekabel Orvus, that is binding the Doris. The last of the 11 Brachas HaKlolos, Hagrizim and Harevim, first they said everything Baruch HaShayokim is Dibra Terezos, then said afterwards Or HaShayokim is Dibra Terezos. What is that referring to? The Chesh Torah no fellas. What do you mean HaShayokim? He said the Torah fell down and he has to pick it up. So the Yerushalmi has a comment that it's referring to the one who does Hagbah. You have to pick up the Sefer Torah in a proper fashion. That's the Pshuto Shal Mikro. Pashe Pshat, probably not. The Ramban Chumash says probably not. Pashe Pshat, that's an Asmachta. But because of that Asmachta, maybe Rav Soloveitchik suggests, maybe that's what the Gemara says, that the one who, in the days of the Gemara, Hagman Glila was the same person. They didn't have it divided into two. So the Gemara says, the one who's Goylel, Notas Chakaneh Kulam. He gets the reward like all of the seven aliyahs. Everybody gets reward. The one who does Manglila properly gets the same equal reward. Why is Hag Manglila such a choshma today? Well, we divided, so we assumed that the Hagba is the more important of the two. So I remember I used to learn in the summertime in Brooklyn in the near yeshiva. So Rabbi Kalmanovich was the, Rabbi Avram Kalmanovich used to call him the Rav. He was very tall. And a very deep voice. So he used to call him the Rav. They said it's called King's Highway because the Rav walks home on the highway, King's Highway. He used to have a boy carry the Gemara's for him. So his name is Eliezer. And he used to call him Eliezer Eved Avram. But the Rav's name is Avram Kalmanovich. So it's called King's Highway because the Rav walked home there. So he always took Hagbah. He didn't take Shlishi. Every day, 3 days a week, he got Hagbah. You know, the yeshivas, the Rosh Yeshiva always get shlishi. I remember when I visited Kerem Yam there the first time, they gave me shlishi. So it was such a big chiddush. I didn't understand what the chiddush was. I was a guest. So they said, no, the Rosh Yeshiva always took shlishi. This is the first time they ever saw that he gave shlishi to anybody else. So there in Brooklyn, Mir Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva always took Hagbah. So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe Hagbah is not as chak and kulam because there's an asmachta in the pasuk. Or Asher Leokim is divat harazos. The Ramban said that's an asmachta. But what is the pasuk really going? What's the pshuto shan mikro? So he says, if someone is the president of the SOY, the president of the students' union, or the Rosh HaMemshala in Eretz Yisrael, or president of a university, and he has an opportunity to be mashpia on the people, that they should learn Torah and do mitzvahs, that's Baruch Asher Yochem is Divas Terazos, one in a position of leadership who has an opportunity to be Marvitz Torah Barabim, who doesn't seize the opportunity. So if he does seize it, it's Baruch Asher Yochem. And one who doesn't seize it, or Asher Lo Yochem, are people who support Torah, Baruch Asher Yochem is Divas Terazos. People who support Yeshivas, Baruch Asher Yochem is Divas Terazos. The Ramban has a whole Sefer HaGulo, one of the small svarim. He thinks that the two teichachas correspond to the two goliaths. He thinks that the shorter teichach and b'chukosai ends off with a little bit of a shivas tzion, ends off at the end. So that's an allusion to the goliath's bavel that had a sof. It was 70 years and then he came back there with tzion. And it's not as bitter as this teichach. This teichach is much worse. So the teichach in Kisava, he thinks, corresponds to the Golus after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Why does he think so? So he says that the second Beis HaMikdash was missing so many things. Even when it was standing, it was missing so much. The Gemara says, by Shein Moschos had five different things. And then there are five different versions. What were the five different things that were missing? So the Gemara has one version. And then Rebbe Kedeg, when the Gilyan Ashas tells you, refers you to another Medrash. Then the Yifeinayim in the back refers you to other sources. By Shein was missing a lot of things. So when the Bais Rishon was destroyed, and the Teuchach and B'chukos, it says, V'ashemos yes mikdashechem, lo yorech b'yorech nichoichechem. And the Teuchach and Kisavik doesn't even say that Rabban Shalom is going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. How come? So the Ramban says, because no big shakes, even when it was standing, it was missing so much. So it wasn't so noticeable. Beis HaMikdash was missing so much in the Bais Sheni period. So when it was Charev, it wasn't such a big shock to the people. So that's what leads them to believe. That's one of the reasons that leads them to believe that Teuchach and Kisavik corresponds to the Churban Bais Sheni. That's why it's not even mentioned, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And that's what there are midrashim like that the Nevi'im told us there's only going to be two churbanas, there won't be a third churban. So what does that mean? Two churbanas of the Beis HaMikdash, but the second Teuchach never says a word about the churban Beis HaMikdash. That was the Ramban's comment. It doesn't say anything, it doesn't even mention the churban Beis HaMikdash. It means there'll only be two churbanas of the Medina. There won't be a third churban of the Medina. So that's where Rav Herzog was, the chief rabbi, at the time of HaKamas HaMedina. He was traveling around the world and talking about these midrashim, quite a few midrashim, where it says that we have a tradition from the Nevi'im that there won't be a third Churban HaMedina. In the days of Bar Kochba, declared himself as a king. And he was minting coins, and he was acting as if he was out of government. And his government fell. So the truth of the matter is, that was the Churban HaMedina. And the answer is, it never got off the ground. That was an unsuccessful rebellion. In history books, it went down as the rebellion, the Bar Kochba rebellion. And it wasn't a successful rebellion. But the last 70 years, since HaKamat HaMedina, Israel is a member of the United Nations. And they keep on talking about it. It's in the newspaper every week, almost every day. There's something about Eretz Yisrael in the newspapers. You can't say it's an attempt at establishing a Medina. There is a Medina. So that's why we assume that the Abda Avtocha is there won't be a third Churban. Means that not there won't be a third Churban Beis HaMikdash. The second Teichach and Kisava doesn't say a word about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It means there won't be a third Churban HaMedina. There'll only be two Churbanos. I think that Barbanel has the same as the Rambam, but the reverse. He thinks that the Teichach and B'chul Kaisai is an allusion to the Churban Beis Sheni. And the Teichach and Kisava is an allusion to the Golas Bavel. But the Ramban is more mistake, because the Teichach and Kisava is much more bitter than the Teichach and B'chul Kaisai. The Gemara says, Mikra Din, you're not allowed to make Haisophis in the middle of the Teichach and B'chul Kaisai. Eim Apsikim B'Teichachis B'Klolas. But in the middle of the Teichach and Kisavai, strictly speaking, it may be Mapsik. We have a meaning that we don't, we have a meaning that we're not, we're never Mapsik, you never end off with a Dover Ra. Once in a while you have no choice. The Sedra ends, most Yom Sushayim, the Mayim Bob. So you have no choice, that's the end of the Sedra. But whenever you have a choice, whenever the Gabbayim have a choice, and the meaning is that you avoid ending with a Dover Ra. So that's why the meaning is that you don't, you're not mapsik in the middle of the Teichach and Kisav. But the Gemara said that, strictly speaking, from the Tkufas HaTanaim, it's really mutter. It's only a later meaning that developed not to be mapsik. The Gemara says that there's a major difference at the Teichach and B'chul Kaisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking in B'chul Kaisai Telechu, in his mitzvah to Shmaru, and so on. And the Teichach and Kisav, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. Im Shema Tishma B'Kol Hashem Elokecha. Lo Tishma B'Kol Hashem Elokecha. Let's say B'Kol Li. Yet Bek Hashem B'Chu Es HaDeber. Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to punish you. It doesn't say I will punish you. But Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. That's what the Gemara says. The whole Chumash Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. The Gemara says that when you get to the Klal, that in the other four Chumashim, you don't darshan smuchim. Only in Chumash Dvarim, the Mishnah Torah darshan smuchim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu B'Pi Atzma Amara. Moshe Rabbeinu is chazming all of Torah Shebal Peh before he dies, from the beginning of Dvarim. And the Teichach is saying his own language, he's saying the Loshon. And because Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing Torah Shebal Peh with Bnei Yisrael, so he's saying things in a logical order, one thing leads to the other. When he says one din, so that reminds him of another din, by association, then by association reminds him of another din, so there's always a link. Chumash Dvarim is always a link between Yidash and Smuchim, between the first din, the second din, the third din, and the fourth din. That's why there's so many drushes so Smuchim. The rest of the Chumash is not Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Rabbeinu Shlomo dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu three different times. That's what the Gemara has in the first parak in Chagiga. Sometimes it's a Vadav Mishal Moshe Behar Sinai Lemar, sometimes a Vadav Mishal Moshe Me'oil Moed Lemar, and sometimes a Vadav Mishal Moshe Me'arvis Moyav Lemar. So the Torah was given, the text of the Chumash was given at three different times. And then, at the end of the Arba'im Shana, the Baruch Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, so put it together like this. Use text A over here, use text B over here, use text C over here. So there's not necessarily a connection between one parsha and the next parsha and the next parsha. Chumash Dvarim is all Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, the Piyatzma, the Gemara says, and when he was saying, he was chazering, he was saying Odinim in an order, with association. So the first din reminded him of it, the second din, because they had something in common. So that's why the Gemara says this, when you get to Darshaning Smuchim, only Chumash Dvarim. And that's why the Gemara has it, when you get to the Teichach and Kisava. It's not the Rebbeinu Shlom speaking. When Rebbeinu Shlom speaks, the Teichach, that's an awful curse. The Shabbat is saying the curse, Hashem will punish you, but it's not the Rebbeinu Shlom saying, I will punish you. So even though it's worse, even though the description of the punishment is worse, but since it's only Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, so the Gemara says it's not as bad as the Teichach and B'chul Kaisai. So that's why the Halacha Eim Apsikin B'Teichachos doesn't apply over here. Okay. This Shabbos is something special in the yeshiva. They're having the chief rabbi of Great Britain is going to speak, I think. Everyone is invited. Sunday morning, I'd like to give a shiur at 9 o'clock, but I can't give a shiur for too long, so I'll give a shiur maybe for 45 minutes, maybe on brachas, where we're learning. And then at from 10 to 10:20, I think I'm supposed to speak in the Old Beis Medrash, and then 10:20 to 10:40, I think Rabbi Rosenzweig is supposed to speak, and then we're going to have this installation of the new president. So everyone is invited. Tov. Shabbat Shalom. That's the minute, yeah.
Why is that?